Hello, good morning. Good morning. My name is Marcos from Opinion Research. This morning, ma'am, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency?
No.
Or no? Okay. And ma'am, thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and the Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not at all very likely to vote? You are not registered?
I'll definitely vote.
You will definitely vote. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrats, unaffiliated?
Democrat.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Asian?
White.
Okay. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45. 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
36 to 45.
Okay. And, ma'am, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
I don't know, sir. I'm going to get back to my morning.
Remember, ma'am, that your opinions are very important. The most it will take is 5 to 10 minutes. I'm going to make it very brief. Your opinions are important. It will be a quick survey.
So you asked if I think...
Yes, sir. Okay, it is no problem at all if you do not know. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? The property insurance cost, affordable housing, flooding sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, corruption in the city governments, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, the growth and the overdevelopments. Which of those is the most important that the elected officials in Miami should focus on most?
I think traffic.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to start with the name of Manolo Reyes. Are you very favorable with Manolo Reyes? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you have never heard of Manolo Reyes?
Never heard of them.
Okay. And what about Kamala Harris? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Would that be a somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
What about Donald Trump? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and what about Damian Pardo? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable with Damian Pardo?
Never heard of him.
Okay, and what about the name Miguel Gabela? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Miguel Gabela?
Never heard of him.
And the name Daniela Levine Cava?
Very favorable.
very favorable. And what about Aileen Higgins?
Never heard of her.
And Christine King?
Never heard of her.
What about Frances Suarez?
Somewhat favorable.
And Joe Carollo?
Him.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very... what was that?
I'm not familiar with him.
Not familiar with Joe Carollo, okay. And if the election for presidents were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
When voters go to the polls, ma'am, to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called the Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency immediately preceding qualifying for mayor and city commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the city charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of that referendum or no against that referendum?
I think yes.
Okay. And would that be a definitely or a probably yes in favor?
Probably.
Okay. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Developments at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon a fair market value of $135 million to Eco Residency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing infrastructure and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of that referendum or no against that referendum?
I think yes.
And would that be a probably or a definitely yes in favor?
Definitely yes.
Okay. The third referendum is called Charter Amendments to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall developments, extend term 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to the city. $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expand public waterfront and a pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of that referendum or vote no against that referendum?
I think yes.
Okay, and would that be a definitely or a probably yes in favor?
Definitely yes in favor, I think.
Okay. And the remainder of the survey will focus on the third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first proposal is a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Do you approve or disapprove of that proposal?
Approve.
And would you, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. What about the proposal of allowing office space to be included? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? Somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. And what about the proposal that reads, selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants at appraised fair market value? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And what about expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay, and what about the statement that reads, all at no cost to the city or taxpayers? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove that proposal? All at no cost to the city of, or taxpayers?
Approve. Strongly approve.
Okay, and what about allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums? Would you strongly approve allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, or strongly disapprove, or somewhat disapprove, or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And what about reducing the overall amount of developments? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove that proposal, reducing the overall amount of developments? Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And you will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amounts of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal would result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and a pedestrian promenade along to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against that referendum? Would you definitely vote yes? Definitely no? Probably yes? Probably no? Probably yes?
Yes.
Okay. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard from the proposals? What's the one thing you like the most?
I think expanding the promenade.
Okay. Okay. And you will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first statement in favor reads, adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents.
I'm sorry, I really have to go.
We're actually at close to 80%, mom. I'm going to make it brief. It will be less than 2-3 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, the first statement reads, adding a new retail shop, restaurant, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Is that very convincing, ma'am? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes in favor of that proposal?
Yes.
Very convincing. And what about the following statements? This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes of that proposal?
The first one.
Very convincing. Okay. What about this proposal would result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used toward important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding? Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not at all convincing, or not convincing to vote, somewhat convincing? Okay. And what about this proposal would result in less overall development than voters had previously approved? This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes for that referendum?
Somewhat convincing.
What about the statement that reads, this proposal would expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy? Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason to vote yes for that referendum?
Somewhat convincing.
What about the statement that reads, this proposal would create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason to vote yes for that referendum?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Somewhat convincing. And you will now be given some statements against that proposal on Watson Island. Please indicate if it's very convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against that referendum. It reads, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. Is that very convincing to vote no? Somewhat convincing to vote no? Not at all too convincing to vote no? Or not at all convincing to vote no against that proposal?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. And the statement that reads, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy, and average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Is that very convincing to vote no? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against that referendum?
Very convincing.
Okay. And what about the statement that reads, this proposal would increase traffic between the Miami of the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. Is that very convincing of a reason to vote no? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason to vote no against that referendum?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. And what about the statement that reads, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami residents cannot afford. Is that very convincing of a reason to vote no? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason to vote no?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum? Now that you just heard what I've just read to you, would you vote yes in favor or no against that referendum?
No.
Okay, and would that be a definitely no or a probably no?
Definitely no.
Okay, you will now be asked a few demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election, for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone?
Biden.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school grad, college? Would that be college graduates?
With a bachelor's degree, yeah.
A bachelor's. Okay. This actually a bachelor's. Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. I want to thank you so much for your time and opinions. And do remember, ma'am, that your opinions are very important. Thanks once again. You have yourself a great rest of the day and a great
thank
weekend,
you
ma'am. Bye bye, ma'am.